AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The May jobs report shows employers are still struggling to find workers as the economy quickly reopens. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
After a sluggish gain in April, the economy added 559,000 jobs last month.
We were expecting something closer to 650,000 or 700,000 jobs.
Economist Gus Fauché says it's still a solid gain and expects hiring to pick up. President Biden says the growth is proof his economic recovery plan is working.
America is finally on the move again.
But some experts note there's still a disconnect between employers seeking to hire immediately and the unemployed who may be looking for better jobs, lack childcare, or are worried about getting the virus. The number of people working or looking for work fell in May after 3 months of gains. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden left Delaware, headed back to the White House, where he is expected to meet with West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito about an infrastructure bill.
You're expecting a counteroffer, Mr. President?
Tell you after I meet this afternoon.
House Democrats released a $547 billion spending plan over the next 5 years on roads, mass transit, and rail projects, a blueprint for what they want parts of President Biden's broader infrastructure proposal to look like. European Union and British regulators opened dual antitrust investigations into whether Facebook distorts competition in the classified advertising market. Bargain hunters are scooping up units in Trump buildings as hostility toward Donald Trump combines with the pandemic to push prices for condos and hotel rooms to decade lows. An AP review of transactions over the past 15 years in 11 Trump-branded buildings in Chicago, Honolulu, Las Vegas, and New York found prices for some condos and hotel rooms available to buy have dropped by one-third or more. This is AP News. France is putting itself back on the menu for travelers who are vaccinated.
Paris has announced it's removing the need for coronavirus tests for vaccinated Europeans. It's also allowing vaccinated tourists from most of the rest of the world, including the US, much of Asia, Africa, the Middle East, and North and Central America, to come on in if they've had a negative test too. The relaxed rules will kick in from Wednesday, offering a boost for France's valuable tourism sector that generated tens of billions of dollars and sustained more than 1 million jobs before the pandemic froze mass tourism. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The football coach at McKinley High School in Canton, Ohio, and six other coaches were fired after a football player said he was forced to eat pork in violation of his religious beliefs for missing a voluntary workout. The player and his family are members of the Hebrew Israelite religious faith and do not eat pork. Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.